The opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital Management, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often treacherous financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Zach Abraham, the Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital Management. I've got to say the full name there. First of all, thanks for joining us. We love doing this show. We were actually joking around the other day that we should probably change our name to KTTH Capital because so many listeners have called in and become clients and have come to the seminars. And speaking of which, we've got another seminar coming up, another workshop. I hate the word seminar. I don't know if that's just me, but it's a workshop, and we call it a workshop. We want to give you information, have you learn things. And the theme of this workshop is going to be all around clearing up misconceptions in the marketplace and, you know, helping you protect the most efficient ways to protect your retirement nest egg and also grow it, right? That's an essential part of planning for retirement. So that's coming up. It's going to be in Bellevue on April 29th. That's a Saturday. And I believe we're going to be 9:30 to 11:30. And you can go to our website at knowyourriskradio.com and you can sign up there. It's going to be $10 for our early bird special, I guess you'd call it. And we're going to be $15 at the door. So if you want to come, schedule, hop on the website, sign up, reserve your tickets. And it's not just going to be me. We're going to have, and he's actually going to be on the show a little bit later with us, a new friend of the show's and also a client of Bulwark Capital Management, Dory Monson. And he's also bringing with him a friend of both of ours, Steve Tyler, the owner of Best Mortgage. And like I said, it's kind of Dory's brainchild. We have a seminar that we address misconceptions. Because as Dory became a client of Bulwark Matt Capital, his words, not mine, he had some misconceptions. He had some things that we showed him that he didn't know existed or he didn't know that he could do or some options he didn't know that he could incorporate into his retirement strategy and his retirement plan. And he said, you know, we should do a seminar about this. And, you know, obviously, I was like, yeah, let's do it. So anyway, I think it's going to be a great chance to come talk to me, talk to Dory, talk to Steve. It's going to be a casual format. We've got so many friends and, that we've made while doing the show and meeting so many of you that, you know, this isn't a sales push, but this is just a chance for us to talk about the things that caused Dory to be a client. Steve's going to talk about some great, and I think Steve's got some really incredible insights as to how different mortgage strategies or different things you can do with your mortgage can plan your retirement. And I got to confess, after working with Steve, there were some things that I didn't know. There were some misconceptions he cleared up for me. And now we are actively working together on several of our clients and incorporating what Steve can bring to the table to help improve their retirement. So again, I'd encourage you to come. Come get educated. Come hear about some of the different options out there. And and come listen to Dory. I don't know about you, but he's just a great guy, entertaining guy, and I can assure you he's just much fun in person. So anyway, hop on the website, knowyourriskradio.com, sign up for tickets, make sure you can come. Again, that's going to be the morning of April 29th in Bellevue. Again, knowyourriskradio.com, you can sign up for tickets there, and hopefully we'll see you there. Should be a fun time. So anyway, let's hop into the market update. Those of you who listen to the show know that we give you an update of what's going on. So markets have been bizarrely flat, and they've been flat on a historic basis. We've been talking about historic things about this market for such a long time. You know, I again, we talk to listeners every single week. They call in, you know, either call into the show or call us afterwards or what have you. And they always go, you know, what is, or is it hyperbole? Are you just saying that for the, no, you know, well, I'm not trying to build the drama. The drama's here. And for those of you that haven't heard the show before, we have a slightly different take. We believed in a disciplined, value-based, low-cost way of investing, okay? And what that means is we don't want to pay highly, you know, crazy fees, because every dime less you pay in fees is a dime more you're going to have in retirement, right? We think about the market swinging up and down, and I think fees are such an important aspect of that. And we'll actually talk about fees, the long-term impact of fees on your portfolio at the April 29th workshop. But the thing that everybody, we call it a malaise, right? When the market's flat like this, we call it markets being stagnant or flat, or, you know, the one thing that I cannot get my head around, and again, the one thing that I've pounded the table on for a while, but that's really picking up in these markets, that's really concerning me, are the valuations. They have never been higher. You know, people will point to static things like the PE ratio, and I think the PE ratio is a bit, it's a bit misleading because it doesn't provide any context. And what I mean by that, it doesn't tell you how the underlying economy is doing. And when you're looking at the PE ratios, for those of you that don't know, it's a way of valuing stocks. And it's basically looking at a company and going, okay, for every dollar of profit that they produce, how does that translate to the price of the stock, right? If a company's making $100 a year profit, do I want to pay $5,000 to buy that company? Probably not, right? Just on a mathematical basis, if that company continues on the route it's on, what does that take? Was that 50 years for me to actually get my money back, right? Not a good investment. And so that sounds basic, but that's exactly how we look at stocks. And right now, people are paying more money than they have ever paid for a dollar of earnings, ever. I'm talking more so than 1999. I'm talking more so than 1929. And because prices keep going up, investors, so many clients that I talk to, well, they become clients, not everybody, unfortunately, but so many clients I talk to, the answer is, how's your retirement planning going? How's everything? Great, market's up. That's the answer, right? That's the answer. And then we look at them, we talk about, okay, well, what are you doing to protect yourself? Because could the markets keep going up? Yeah, the markets can do whatever they want. And you know, we're not in the business of trying to predict where they're going to go. What I can tell you, though, and this is Warren Buffett, it's not me. When people are greedy, be cautious. And when people are cautious, be greedy. It's actually fearful and greedy are the analogies that he uses. But this is a time to step back, analyze what you're currently doing, and figure out ways to, we want to stay in the game. We're not going to panic. We're not going to freak out. But ways you can protect yourself. It just makes common sense. And we can show you how to do that. We can show you how to take all of the risk, literally all of the risk out of your portfolio. Now, that may not be the right thing for you to do, but it's worth taking a look at. And lower your cost, by the way. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. You can set up a consultation with us, or we can do a risk review over the phone. Just do a side-by-side comparison of what you currently own versus the type of portfolio that we'd put together. And again, we're focusing on lowering your costs, increasing your upside, and decreasing your risk. You can also go to the radio, knowyourriskradio.com, and you can sign up for an appointment or a review there. But you can also sign up for the seminar that we got coming up with Dory and Steve Tyler from Best Mortgage. So go to the website, knowyourriskradio.com, give us a call. We look forward to talking to you, and hopefully we can help you out on your path to retirement. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. This is Zach Abraham with Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
If you are retired, or if you're a few or even several years away from retirement, you got to manage your risk. And there are a lot of myths, misunderstandings out there. And there is the truth. Coming up April 29th in Bellevue, you can RSVP for our workshop, Bulwark Capital, Best Mortgage, and me, Dory Monson. I'm looking forward to a great event with my friend Steve Teitler and you, Zach Abraham.
Well, thanks, Dory. And we're super excited to be doing this workshop with you. And we're going to be talking about how low interest rates can endanger your nest egg, the hidden costs in investing and how to avoid them. And most importantly, we're going to show attendees that it is possible to increase your upside, lower your risk, and lower your cost.
Steve and Zach will tell you the pros and cons about all of these tools you should be considering. Consider it your retirement tool belt. Managing risk in retirement. Get the myths, misunderstandings, and some truths. It's Saturday, April 29th in Bellevue. Make your reservations now at knowyourriskradio.com. I'll see you there. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
Welcome back to Know Your Risk Radio. This is Zach Abraham, and without further ado, I've been teasing this for a couple segments now. The real reason why these people have hung on.
Am I a special guest if I'm on seemingly every week, Zach?
Well, you are to me.
At some point, it loses the specialness, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but these are the 7 minutes why people listen to the show.
Okay, all right.
They don't want to hear my random financial musings.
Okay.
I think you're even tired of hearing it by now, I'm sure.
No, it's good stuff. I think it's cool. We're doing this event coming up April 29th in Bellevue. I've done one of these with you before, and we packed the place, and I know everybody felt like they got some really great info. But last time I did it, I wasn't a customer of yours.
Yeah, no.
And since then, I've gone through the whole process with you, and it's such a great fit for me, your approach, because if people listen to my radio show, they know that I'm kind of a contrarian.
Yeah.
I don't think like anybody else, Zach. There's something wrong with my head that doesn't allow me to think with the masses. But, you know, contrarian thinking has worked pretty well for me in my radio career. I know that people who are contrarians, let's say if you're betting on the Super Bowl, contrarian betting usually does better, pretty well, because the house usually wins. Well, investing, as you and I have talked about, when everybody thinks the market's on a moonshot, no end, that's when you should probably pull things in a little bit. And that's the way things feel a little bit to me right now.
Well, I mean, the facts line up, right? I mean, that's, you and I have gone over this. And I know when we started this over the last couple months, I've been sending you all kinds of documentation. First, getting back to how we met, though, when we did that seminar, and we had, 230 people there or something like that?
Yeah, it was packed, awesome house.
I thought we'd get some clients out of it. I didn't think you'd be one of them.
Yeah.
that was a surprise. But yeah, getting back to your point, this is something that we're hammering home all the time. Clients have it in their mind, just naturally. It's either all in or all out, right? And the industry is hammered into their head, no, you got to stay in, you got to ride it out. And then they tell you, look, this is what the market does over time. And people just inherently trust it. I cannot tell you how many people have looked at me and said, you know, Zach, my person told me that I'm going to make 9.5% a year if I stay in the stock market.
Yeah.
And I look at them and I go, well, you haven't for the last 20 years.
Right.
You know, since you and I were having that conversation the other day, last 20 years, if you've just been in the stock market, you've made about 4.5%.
Well, and what you will do is you find out everyone's unique situation. And so, you know, you and me and my wife, we sat down, talked about how long am I going to keep doing my phony baloney radio show? You know, how long am I going to keep working? And I want to do it for a while, but I'm thinking about retirement. So, what Zach does is he came up with a great balance, a pie chart of what I should allocate in these different areas. And you did for us what, you know, we talk about. You've reduced our risk. You still give us lots of upside potential. But it's potential upside without as much downside risk. And
right.
As I'm getting closer to retirement, that's even weird for me to say, close to retirement. That doesn't sound right. But that's where I've got to be fanatical about the downside risk. And that's why I think for anybody within 10 years of my age, they should come hear what you got to say and listen carefully.
Well, yeah, and like you and I have talked about at great length, you know, I think that the biggest thing that's over, most people don't realize that they're following the investment plan that's laid out by the banks, the institutions themselves. And they're not evil, but it's a business plan. And should you be fully invested in stocks and bonds all the time? We have stacks in historical data that we'll present at the seminar. No, the question's no. Now, should you try to get out and time it? Absolutely not. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is there's times when the market's cheap, there's times when it's expensive. And if you dial back your risk and your costs when it's expensive,
yeah,
you know, don't bail on it. But if you dial it back, it's almost always turned out good for you.
Well, and you also, you got some tools that are not unique, but they're not mainstream. And I had already been researching some of those things before I met you. And that's when I thought, okay, I was already interested in some of these tools, and then that's something you are specializing in. So, yeah, it was a good fit for me.
Well, and one of the things, too, while we've got you on the air, I got to tell you, look, tell the people that there is a product out there that goes up with the market but doesn't crash when it goes down. Have you not learned that that is so?
Yes, I do know that now, and before I started researching it, it sounded too good to be true, and as a contrarian, I usually am very, very skeptical. But no, it's cool, and I'd love people to hear about this.
Yeah, well, you were a tough nut to crack.
yeah, that's me. So it's coming up April 29th in Bellevue. We only have room for about 100 for this event. And like you said, we had about 230 last time. So people should quickly go to knowyourriskradio.com and reserve their spot. But you're going to be there. Steve Teitler from Best Mortgage is going to be talking about whether it makes sense. And I love this about Steve, too. He doesn't just try to push reverse mortgage on everybody. He says it depends on your unique situation. He tells a lot of people, man, that doesn't make sense for you. But for some people, maybe it makes sense for them to tap into their equity. So he's going to be there. You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. I think it's going to be cool.
I think the Steve Teitler, we're probably pushing up on time here, but I think the Steve Teitler thing is huge. We talk about being a contrarian. I had my own previous thoughts. I work in the industry about reverse mortgages. That guy has turned my opinion of reverse mortgages on their head, and they apply to so many more people. They are good for so many more people than most people realize.
Yeah, and it's just, if you got equity in your house and you want to put it to work, because interest rates are pretty cheap right now. So anyway, there's going to be a lot of cool information. I think it's going to be a great event, April 29th in Bellevue. KnowYourRiskRadio.com.
All right. Well, you heard it from Dory, folks. Dory, thanks for joining us. I love that he's even funnier off the air. It's been great getting to know him, and he's been a great advocate for the show and our program. And like I said, that's exactly how he became a client, funny enough, he was the keynote speaker at another workshop that I was one of the hosts at, and we started talking there. We got together, and he went through the whole risk review process with us, and he became a client. And obviously, I would suggest you do the same. Give us a call at 866-779-RISK, and maybe we should quit calling it a risk review. We'll call it a Dory review. But yeah, we'll run you through the same process we did him. And it's all open. There's no arm twisting. And we have a simple system to increase your upside potential, but limiting your risk. And that's so important these days. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK. And schedule a risk review. You can also go to the website, knowyourriskradio.com, sign up for the seminar that Dory and I and Steve Teitler are both going to be at on April 29th. You can hear more about our program there. And we'd love to see you. Come join us. Should be a good time. Should be really informative. But don't go anywhere. We got another segment coming up. No Dory, but we're going to be tackling some really interesting topics, and especially topical for those nearing retirement. We're going to be talking about passive investing. Maybe you don't know what that is, but that's all the rage today. And should you be doing it? And with interest rates so low, should you be moving money out of bonds and into stocks to try to increase your returns? It's a great question. I get that asked probably once a day, sometimes more. Anyway, stick with us. We're going to address those topics, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
If you are retired, or if you're a few or even several years away from retirement, you got to manage your risk. And there are a lot of myths, misunderstandings out there. And there is the truth. Coming up April 29th in Bellevue, you can RSVP for our workshop, Bulwark Capital, Best Mortgage, and me, Dory Monson. I'm looking forward to a great event with my friend Steve Teitler and you, Zach Abraham.
Well, thanks, Dory. And we're super excited to be doing this workshop with you. And we're going to be talking about how low interest rates can endanger your nest egg, the hidden costs in investing and how to avoid them. And most importantly, we're going to show attendees that it is possible to increase your upside, lower your risk, and lower your cost.
Steve and Zach will tell you the pros and cons about all of these tools you should be considering. Consider it your retirement tool belt. Managing risk in retirement. Get the myths, misunderstandings, and some truths. It's Saturday, April 29th in Bellevue. Make your reservations now at knowyourriskradio.com. I'll see you there. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
Welcome back to Know Your Risk Radio. This is Zach Abraham. Thanks for sticking with us. We're going to jump right into it. We just had Dory Monson on, and for those of you that don't know, he's a client, and we also work with him now, and want to talk to you about the program he was teasing. It's actually the program that got him to ask us, ask questions, and it's what started him, the whole process of him becoming one of our clients. And he's heard so many people. You've probably heard it on the radio. There's probably shows on today that you're going to hear that talk about this. You go up with the market, but you don't lose when the market goes down. And we referenced it. If you missed the segment with Dory, go home and pull us up, knowyourriskradio.com, and you can listen to this episode. As soon as it's over, it gets moved over to our iTunes channel, and we post it on Know Your Risk Radio. You can access all of our episodes, but pull it up and listen to him talk about it. And you'll hear a lot of these guys come on. You know, our clients have never lost a dime, and you go up with the stock market, making as much as I heard one guy saying you can make, you're making 14% a year guaranteed or something. That's not true. I don't know how he gets away with saying that. But, and just for those of you that don't know, there's nothing out there that offers a 14% guaranteed return. I wish there was, but there's not. So what is there, though, is it possible? And that's why I want you to go back and listen. You know, if you don't, I'm just a guy on the radio. I understand that. But go listen to what Dory has to say about it. And this is what made him become a client. Is there a product out there that will let you rise with the market when it goes up and protects you from loss when it goes down? The answer is yes. Is it a crazy expensive product? Is there some catch where they're charging? No, it can be. But the product that Dory's referring to that he utilized with us actually has zero annual fees. Doesn't cost anything. Now, there are limitations to the product. Like if the market's up 30% in a year, typically these products are going to get you 50 to 60% of the upside. Okay? Sometimes a little less, sometimes a little more, but that's sort of a good guide to shoot for. You know, where you're making somewhere between that, you know, 5.5 to 6.5, maybe as high as 7% a year, right in that range. But the catch is there's zero downside. So if the market crashes by 60%, you're good. Now, here's the interesting thing about it. And like you all know, we're a registered investment advisor. So we're a fiduciary. We handle all types of retirement accounts, stocks, bonds. We prefer a diversified approach. Okay, but for our clients that are very risk averse, or maybe they don't need to take any risk, or they're scared to death and are sitting on mountains of cash, this is a wonderful way to grow your money while not paying fees and not taking any risks. It does exist. It's not real. You heard Dory sit there and talk about it. And I think he's a pretty reputable voice. And I hope we are too. But I think so many times people hear that and they just go, oh, no. Now, should this product replace your stocks if you're currently saving for retirement? Let's say you're 12 years out for retirement. And you're thinking, oh, you know what? I think there's a market crash coming. I want to sell everything I own and put it away. No, probably not. Now, look, that's up to you. You're the client at the end of the day. And you're going to be the one that has the final decision. But what we utilize these products for is, what are we living in right now? We're living in a 0% interest world. I don't know if you checked your bank yet, but your savings account ain't making you rich, okay? The CDs aren't a much better alternative. And bonds are a whole nother ball of wax. Again, if you heard the show before, you've heard me rail on bonds. I think bonds are really one of the biggest dangers going right now because bonds have the perception of being safe. Most clients don't realize that you can lose a ton of money in bonds. And the real reason they don't realize that is because bonds are tied to interest rates. And for 35 straight years now, interest rates have fallen, where we peaked out right around 20% in the 80s and we hit zero, okay? I don't know if, you know, you don't have to be a financial expert to realize that when interest rates hit zero, that's the bottom, okay? And as interest rates drop, bonds go up in value. So for the last 35 years, owning bonds has been phenomenal. You sit back and you take your 4.5, 5.5, sometimes even 6% coupon, you know, your dividend payment every year. And then as you go along, because interest rates fall, your bond becomes more valuable. So you're making money on the bond and you're getting paid your interest. And when it's all said and done, you've probably been averaging 5.5, maybe even 6.5% a year, taking very little risk, very little volatility. When interest rates hit zero, that changes. And as interest rates start moving up, the same dynamic occurs, but in reverse, which means the bonds you own are paying 2, 2.5%. New bonds are coming out paying 3, 3.5, 4%. And so people won't pay you as much for your bond. So you're stuck with this 2% bond. If you want a new bond that's paying you 3.5 or 4, you got to sell your bond, take that money and buy the new one. Well, guess what? You'll probably take a 20, 25% haircut when you try to go to sell that bond. So you're stuck. And this is something we're trying to wake investors up to, right? Not a panic, but just an eye-opening. Look, bonds are not safe, especially not when interest rates reach zero. Bonds are not like stocks. They can't go up to an infinity, right? Theoretically, this market could keep going until the Dow hit 50,000. There's no cap on stocks. There is on bonds. Bonds cannot appreciate in value when interest rates is zero. And people go, what about negative rates? Well, I don't know if you kept up on negative rates, but that didn't go so well in Japan, and it didn't go so well in Europe, and the rest of the world, thank goodness, a little bit of sanity. the rest of the world stepped back and went, oh, you know what? Maybe that in all reality, and this is the funny thing that I think is so hilarious, when those economists realize that reality might mesh or doesn't mesh with their mathematical model, shocker, right? I think we used to call that horse sense. Or common sense. Yeah, real world didn't jive with your mathematical model. Shocker. Anyway, getting back, bringing it all back around about the interest rate talk and bonds, one of the most powerful ways that we've used or that we've implemented these products that Dory was talking about that go with the market but are guaranteed not to lose when the market goes down and have zero annual costs, what we've done is we've taken the client's bonds out of the portfolio and we've put this in instead. And we don't hate bonds forever, but I don't want them when interest rates are zero. Why would you buy something when somebody looks at you and goes, you know what, basically this has got zero chance of going up in value. I think you should invest in it. Would you do that? No, of course not. Now, it doesn't mean we hate bonds forever. It just means that right now it's not what we call a risk reward, right? And this show is all about risk management. We want to maximize our gains, taking a little amount of risk. These products that we're talking about, many average between 6 to 7% a year in returns over the last 10 and 20 years. And you take zero risk, you're insured against loss, and they have no annual cost. So we can make you safer. We can incorporate them. This is how we'd prefer to do it. Incorporate them into a diversified portfolio of other assets. Maybe you have those assets with us. Maybe you have them with somebody else. I'd obviously prefer you have them with us, but, you know, it is what it is. But give us a call because a lot of the guys out pushing these products, they're insurance salesmen. Meaning they're only got insurance licenses. They're worried about pushing product. And there are over 240 of these different products in the state of Washington. And so you got to know what you're talking about. And you've got to do the research. You got to do the homework. And, you know, that's what we did with Dory. I guarantee it'll work well for you. It's something that literally every investor, look, at the end of the day, the goal of investing is we want to take as little risk as possible. We want to pay as little for that process as possible. And we want as much upside as possible. So anyway, give us a call at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. And you can go through the same risk review that Dory went through. And we can do it over the phone. We can do it in person. We just do a side-by-side comparison. We let you know, what type of risk is really in your portfolio and what type of gains you're generating and what you're paying for them. And then we compare it to our portfolio and show you what it costs, what type of investments we would suggest. And the, you know, so give us a call. Again, 866-779-RISK, or go to the website at knowyourriskradio.com. While you're there, sign up for our event that's coming up, the Retirement Workshop with Dory Munson and Steve Tytler of Best Mortgage in Bellevue on April 29th. Look forward to seeing you at the event. There's only space for 100. We had 230 at our last one and had to get a smaller venue this time for logistical reasons, but should fill up pretty quick. So
if you are retired or if you're a few or even several years away from retirement, you got to manage your risk. And there are a lot of myths, misunderstandings out there. And there is the truth. Coming up April 29th in Bellevue, you can RSVP for our workshop, Bulwark Capital, Best Mortgage, and me, Dory Munson. I'm looking forward to a great event with my friend Steve Tytler and you, Zach Abraham.
Well, thanks, Dory. And we're super excited to be doing this workshop with you. And we're going to be talking about how low interest rates can endanger your nest egg, the hidden costs in investing and how to avoid them. And most importantly, we're going to show attendees that it is possible to increase your upside, lower your risk, and lower your cost.
Steve and Zach will tell you the pros and cons about all of these tools you should be considering. Consider it your retirement tool belt. Managing risk in retirement. Get the myths, misunderstandings, and some truths. It's Saturday, April 29th in Bellevue. Make your reservations now at knowyourriskradio.com. I'll see you there. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
The opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital Management, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often treacherous financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Zach Abraham, the Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital Management. I got to say the full name there. First of all, thanks for joining us. We love doing this show. We were actually joking around the other day that we should probably change our name to KTTH Capital because so many listeners have called in and become clients and have come to the seminars. And speaking of which, we've got another seminar coming up, another workshop. I hate the word seminar. I don't know if that's just me, but it's a workshop, and we call it a workshop. We want to give you information, have you learn things. And the theme of this workshop is going to be all around clearing up misconceptions in the marketplace and, you know, helping you protect the most efficient ways to protect your retirement nest egg and also grow it, right? That's an essential part of planning for retirement. So that's coming up. It's going to be in Bellevue on April 29th. That's a Saturday. And I believe we're going to be 9:30 to 11:30. And you can go to our website at knowyourriskradio.com and you can sign up there. It's going to be $10 for our early bird special, I guess you'd call it. And we're going to be $15 at the door. So if you want to come, schedule, hop on the website, sign up, reserve your tickets. And it's not just going to be me. We're going to have... and he's actually going to be on the show a little bit later with us, a new friend of the show's and also a client of Bulwark Capital Management, Dory Monson. And he's also bringing with him a friend of both of ours, Steve Tyler, the owner of Best Mortgage. And like I said, it's kind of Dory's brainchild. We have a seminar that we address misconceptions because as Dory became a client of Bulwark Matt Capital, his words, not mine, he had some misconceptions. He had some things that we showed him that he didn't know existed or he didn't know that he could do or some options he didn't know that he could incorporate into his retirement strategy and his retirement plan. And he said, you know, we should do a seminar about this. And, you know, obviously, I was like, yeah, let's do it. So anyway, I think it's going to be a great chance to come talk to me, talk to Dory, talk to Steve. It's going to be a casual format. We've got so many friends and, that we've made while doing the show and meeting so many of you that, you know, this isn't a sales push, but this is just a chance for us to talk about the things that caused Dory to be a client. Steve's going to talk about some great, and I think Steve's got some really incredible insights as to how different mortgage strategies or different things you can do with your mortgage can play into your retirement. And I got to confess, after working with Steve, there were some things that I didn't know. There were some misconceptions he cleared up for me. And now we are actively working together on several of our clients and incorporating what Steve can bring to the table to help improve their retirement. So, again, I'd encourage you to come. Come get educated. Come hear about some of the different options out there. And, you know, and come listen to Dory. I don't know about you, but I just, he's just a great guy, entertaining guy, and I can assure you he's just much fun in person. So anyway, hop on the website, knowyourriskradio.com, sign up for tickets, make sure you can come. Again, that's going to be the morning of April 29th in Bellevue. Again, knowyourriskradio.com. You can sign up for tickets there, and hopefully we'll see you there. Should be a fun time. So anyway, let's hop into the market update. Those of you who listen to the show know that we give you an update of what's going on. So markets have been bizarrely flat, and it's actually, they've been flat on a historic basis. We've been talking about historic things about this market for such a long time. You know, again, we talk to listeners every single week. They call in, you know, either call into the show or call us afterwards or what have you. And they always go, you know, what is it hyperbole? Are you just saying that for the, no. You know, well, I'm not trying to build the drama. The drama's here. And for those of you that haven't heard the show before, we have a slightly different take. We believed in a disciplined, value-based, low-cost way of investing, okay? And what that means is we don't want to pay highly, you know, crazy fees, because every dime less you pay in fees is a dime more you're going to have in retirement, right? We think about the market swinging up and down, and I think fees are such an important aspect of that. And we'll actually talk about fees, the long-term impact of fees on your portfolio at the April 29th workshop. But the thing that everybody, we call it a malaise, right? When the market's flat like this, we call it markets being stagnant or flat or, you know, the one thing that I cannot get my head around, and again, the one thing that I've pounded the table on for a while, but that's really picking up in these markets, that's really concerning me, are the valuations. They have never been higher. You know, people will point to static things like the PE ratio, and I think the PE ratio is a bit, it's a bit misleading because it doesn't provide any context. And what I mean by that, it doesn't tell you how the underlying economy is doing. And when you're looking at the PE ratios, for those of you that don't know, it's a way of valuing stocks. And it's basically looking at a company and going, okay, for every dollar of profit that they produce, how does that translate to the price of the stock, right? If a company's making $100 a year profit, do I want to pay $5,000 to buy that company? Probably not, right? Just on a mathematical basis. If that company continues on the route it's on, what does that take? Was that 50 years for me to actually get my money back, right? Not a good investment. And so that sounds basic, but that's exactly how we look at stocks. And right now, people are paying more money than they have ever paid for a dollar of earnings, ever. I'm talking more so than 1999. I'm talking more so than 1929. And because prices keep going up, investors, so many clients that I talk to, well, they become clients, not everybody, unfortunately, but so many clients I talk to, the answer is, how's your retirement planning going? How's everything? Great, market's up. That's the answer, right? That's the answer. And then we look at them, we talk about, okay, well, what are you doing to protect yourself? Because could the markets keep going up? Yeah, the markets can do whatever they want. And you know, we're not in the business of trying to predict where they're going to go. What I can tell you, though, and this is Warren Buffett, it's not me. When people are greedy, be cautious. And when people are cautious, be greedy. It's actually fearful and greedy are the analogies that he uses. But this is a time to step back, analyze what you're currently doing, and figure out ways to, we want to stay in the game. We're not going to panic. We're not going to freak out. But ways you can protect yourself. It just makes common sense. And we can show you how to do that. We can show you how to take all of the risk, literally all of the risk out of your portfolio. Now, that may not be the right thing for you to do, but it's worth taking a look at. And lower your cost, by the way. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. You can set up a consultation with us, or we can do a risk review over the phone. Just do a side-by-side comparison of what you currently own versus the type of portfolio that we'd put together. And again, we're focusing on lowering your costs, increasing your upside, and decreasing your risk. You can also go to the radio, knowyourriskradio.com, and you can sign up for an appointment or a review there. But you can also sign up for the seminar that we got coming up with Dory and Steve Tyler from Best Mortgage. So go to the website, knowyourriskradio.com, give us a call. We look forward to talking to you, and hopefully we can help you out on your path to retirement. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. This is Zach Abraham with Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
If you are retired, or if you're a few or even several years away from retirement, you got to manage your risk. And there are a lot of myths, misunderstandings out there. And there is the truth. Coming up April 29th in Bellevue, you can RSVP for our workshop, Bulwark Capital, Best Mortgage, and me, Dory Monson. I'm looking forward to a great event with my friend Steve Teitler and you, Zach Abraham.
Well, thanks, Dory. And we're super excited to be doing this workshop with you. And we're going to be talking about how low interest rates can endanger your nest egg, the hidden costs in investing and how to avoid them. And most importantly, we're going to show attendees that it is possible to increase your upside, lower your risk, and lower your cost.
Steve and Zach will tell you the pros and cons about all of these tools you should be considering. Consider it your retirement tool belt. Managing risk in retirement. Get the myths, misunderstandings, and some truths. It's Saturday, April 29th in Bellevue. Make your reservations now at knowyourriskradio.com. I'll see you there. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
Welcome back to Know Your Risk Radio. This is Zach Abraham, and without further ado, I've been teasing this for a couple segments now. The real reason why these people have hung on.
Am I a special guest if I'm on seemingly every week, Zach?
Well, you are to me.
At some point, it loses the specialness, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but these are the 7 minutes why people listen to the show.
Okay, all right.
They don't want to hear my random financial musings.
Okay.
I think you're even tired of hearing it by now, I'm sure.
No, it's good stuff. I think it's cool. We're doing this event coming up April 29th in Bellevue. I've done one of these with you before, and we packed the place, and I know everybody felt like they got some really great info. But last time I did it, I wasn't a customer of yours.
Yeah, no.
And since then, I've gone through the whole process with you, and it's such a great fit for me, your approach, because if people listen to my radio show, they know that I'm kind of a contrarian.
Yeah.
I don't think like anybody else, Zach. There's something wrong with my head that doesn't allow me to think with the masses. But, you know, contrarian thinking has worked pretty well for me in my radio career. I know that people who are contrarians, let's say if you're betting on the Super Bowl, contrarian betting usually does better pretty well because the house usually wins. Well, investing, as you and I have talked about, when everybody thinks the market's on a moonshot, no end, that's when you should probably pull things in a little bit. And that's the way things feel a little bit to me right now.
Well, I mean, the facts line up, right? I mean, that's you and I have gone over this. And I know when we started this over the last couple months, I've been sending you all kinds of documentation. First, getting back to how we met, though, when we did that seminar, and we had, 230 people there or something like that?
Yeah, it was packed, awesome house.
I thought we'd get some clients out of it. I didn't think you'd be one of them.
Yeah.
that was a surprise. But yeah, getting back to your point, this is something that we're hammering home all the time. Clients have it in their mind, just naturally. It's either all in or all out, right? And the industry is hammered into their head, no, you got to stay in, you got to ride it out. And then they tell you, look, this is what the market does over time. And people just inherently trust it. I cannot tell you how many people have looked at me and said, Zach, my person told me that I'm going to make 9.5% a year if I stay in the stock market.
Yeah.
And I look at them and I go, well, you haven't for the last 20 years.
Right.
Since you and I were having that conversation the other day, last 20 years, if you've just been in the stock market, you've made about 4.5%.
Well, and what you will do is you find out everyone's unique situation. And so, you and me and my wife, we sat down, talked about how long am I going to keep doing my phony baloney radio show? How long am I going to keep working? And I want to do it for a while, but I'm thinking about retirement. So, and then what Zach does is he came up with a great balance, a pie chart of what I should allocate in these different areas. And you did for us what, we talk about. You've reduced our risk. You still give us lots of upside potential. But it's potential upside without as much downside risk. And
right.
As I'm getting closer to retirement, that's even weird for me to say, close to retirement. That doesn't sound right. But that's where I've got to be fanatical about the downside risk. And that's why I think for anybody within 10 years of my age, they should come hear what you got to say and listen carefully.
Well, yeah, and like you and I have talked about at great length, I think that the biggest thing that's most people don't realize that they're following the investment plan that's laid out by the banks, the institutions themselves. And they're not evil, but it's a business plan. And should you be fully invested in stocks and bonds all the time? You know, we have stacks in historical data that we'll present at the seminar. No, the question's no. Now, should you try to get out and time it? Absolutely not. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is there's times when market's cheap, there's times when it's expensive. And if you dial back your risk and your costs when it's expensive,
yeah,
you know, don't bail on it. But if you dial it back, it's almost always turned out good for you.
Well, and you also, you got some tools that are not unique, but they're not mainstream. And I had already been researching some of those things before I met you. And that's when I thought, okay, I was already interested in some of these tools. And then that's something you are specializing in. So yeah, it was a good fit for me.
Well, and one of the things too, while we've got you on the air, I got to tell you, look, tell the people that there is a product out there that goes up with the market, but doesn't crash when it goes down. Have you not learned that that is so?
Yes, I do know that now. And before I started researching it, it sounded too good to be true. And as a contrarian, I usually am very, very skeptical. But no, it's cool, and I'd love people to hear about this.
Yeah, well, you were a tough nut to crack.
yeah, that's me. So it's coming up April 29th in Bellevue. We only have room for about 100 for this event. And like you said, we had about 230 last time. So people should quickly go to knowyourriskradio.com and reserve their spot. But you're going to be there. Steve Teitler from Best Mortgage is going to be talking about whether it makes sense. And I love this about Steve, too. He doesn't just try to push reverse mortgage on everybody. He says it depends on your unique situation. He tells a lot of people, man, that doesn't make sense for you. But for some people, maybe it makes sense for them to tap into their equity. So he's going to be there. You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. I think it's going to be cool.
I think the Steve Teitler, we're probably pushing up on time here, but I think the Steve Teitler thing is huge. You know, we talk about being a contrarian. I had my own previous thoughts. I work in the industry about reverse mortgages. That guy has turned my opinion of reverse mortgages on their head, and they apply to so many more people. They are good for so many more people than most people realize.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, if you got equity in your house and you want to put it to work, because interest rates are pretty cheap right now. So anyway, there's going to be a lot of cool information. I think it's going to be a great event, April 29th in Bellevue. KnowYourRiskRadio.com.
All right. Well, you heard it from Dory, folks. Dory, thanks for joining us. I love that he's even funnier off the air. It's been great getting to know him, and he's been a great advocate for the show and our program. And like I said, that's exactly how he became a client, funny enough, was he was the keynote speaker at another workshop that I was one of the hosts at, and we started talking there. We got together, and he went through the whole risk review process with us, and he became a client. And obviously, I would suggest you do the same. Give us a call at 866-779-RISK, and maybe we should quit calling it a risk review. We'll call it a Dory review. But yeah, we'll run you through the same process we did him. And it's all open. There's no arm twisting. And we have a simple system to increase your upside potential, but limiting your risk. And that's so important these days. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK. And schedule a risk review. You can also go to the website, knowyourriskradio.com. Sign up for the seminar that Dory and I and Steve Teitler are both going to be at on April 29th. You can hear more about our program there. And we'd love to see you. Come join us. Should be a good time. Should be really informative. But don't go anywhere. We got another segment coming up. No Dory, but we're going to be tackling some really interesting topics, and especially topical for those nearing retirement. We're going to be talking about passive investing. Maybe you don't know what that is, but that's all the rage today. And should you be doing it? And with interest rates so low, should you be moving money out of bonds and into stocks, try to increase your returns? It's a great question. I get that asked probably once a day, sometimes more. Anyway, stick with us. We're going to address those topics, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
If you are retired, or if you're a few or even several years away from retirement, you got to manage your risk. And there are a lot of myths, misunderstandings out there. And there is the truth. Coming up April 29th in Bellevue, you can RSVP for our workshop, Bulwark Capital, Best Mortgage, and me, Dory Monson. I'm looking forward to a great event with my friend Steve Teitler and you, Zach Abraham.
Well, thanks, Dory. And we're super excited to be doing this workshop with you. And we're going to be talking about how low interest rates can endanger your nest egg, the hidden costs in investing and how to avoid them. And most importantly, we're going to show attendees that it is possible to increase your upside, lower your risk, and lower your cost.
Steve and Zach will tell you the pros and cons about all of these tools you should be considering. Consider it your retirement tool belt. Managing risk in retirement. Get the myths, misunderstandings, and some truths. It's Saturday, April 29th in Bellevue. Make your reservations now at knowyourriskradio.com. I'll see you there. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
Welcome back to Know Your Risk Radio. This is Zach Abraham. Thanks for sticking with us. We're going to jump right into it. We just had Dory Monson on, and for those of you that don't know, he's a client, and we also work with him now, and want to talk to you about the program he was teasing. It's actually the program that got him to ask us, ask questions, and it's what started him, the whole process of him becoming one of our clients. And he's heard so many people. You've probably heard it on the radio. There's probably shows on today that you're going to hear that talk about this. You go up with the market, but you don't lose when the market goes down. And we referenced it. If you missed the segment with Dory, go home and pull us up, knowyourriskradio.com, and you can listen to this episode as soon as it's over. It gets moved over to our iTunes channel, and we post it on Know Your Risk Radio. You can access all of our episodes, but pull it up and listen to him talk about it. You'll hear a lot of these guys come on. Our clients have never lost a dime, and you go up with the stock market, making as much as I heard one guy saying you can make, you're making 14% a year guaranteed or something. That's not true. I don't know how he gets away with saying that. And just for those of you that don't know, there's nothing out there that offers a 14% guaranteed return. I wish there was. But there's not. So what is there though? Is it possible? And that's why I want you to go back and listen. I'm just a guy on the radio. I understand that, but go listen to what Dory has to say about it. And this is what made him become a client. Is there a product out there that will let you rise with the market when it goes up and protects you from loss when it goes down? The answer is yes. Is it a crazy expensive product? Is there some catch where they're charging? No, it can be, but the product that Dory's referring to that he utilized with us actually has zero annual fees. Doesn't cost anything. Now, there are limitations to the product. Like if the market's up 30% in a year, typically these products are going to get you 50 to 60% of the upside. Okay. Sometimes a little less, sometimes a little more, but that's sort of a good guide to shoot for. Where you're making somewhere between that, 5.5 to 6.5, maybe as high as 7% a year, right in that range. But the catch is there's zero downside. So if the market crashes by 60%, you're good. Now, here's the interesting thing about it. And like you all know, we're a registered investment advisor. So we're a fiduciary. We handle all types of retirement accounts, stocks, bonds. We prefer a diversified approach. Okay. But for our clients that are very risk averse, or maybe they don't need to take any risk, or they're scared to death and are sitting on mountains of cash, this is a wonderful way to grow your money while not paying fees and not taking any risks. It does exist. It's not real. You heard Dory sit there and talk about it. And I think he's a pretty reputable voice, and I hope we are too. But I think so many times people hear that and they just go, oh, no. Now, should this product replace your stocks if you're currently saving for retirement? Let's say you're 12 years out for retirement. And you're thinking, oh, you know what? I think there's a market crash coming. I want to sell everything I own and put it in. No, probably not. Now, look, that's up to you. You're the client at the end of the day, and you're going to be the one that has the final decision. But what we utilize these products for is, what are we living in right now? We're living in a 0% interest world. I don't know if you checked your bank yet, but your savings account ain't making you rich, okay? The CDs aren't a much better alternative. And bonds are a whole nother ball of wax. Again, if you heard the show before, you've heard me rail on bonds. I think bonds are really one of the biggest dangers going right now, because bonds have the perception of being safe. Most clients don't realize that you can lose a ton of money in bonds. And the real reason they don't realize that is because bonds are tied to interest rates. And for 35 straight years now, interest rates have fallen, where we peaked out right around 20% in the 80s and we hit zero. Okay. I don't know if, you don't have to be a financial expert to realize that when interest rates hit zero, that's the bottom, okay? And as interest rates drop, bonds go up in value. So for the last 35 years, owning bonds has been phenomenal. You sit back and you take your 4.5%, 5.5%, sometimes even 6% coupon, you know, your dividend payment every year. And then as you go along, because interest rates fall, your bond becomes more valuable. So you're making money on the bond and you're getting paid your interest. And when it's all said and done, you've probably been averaging 5.5%, maybe even 6.5% a year, taking very little risk, very little volatility. When interest rates hit zero, that changes. And as interest rates start moving up, the same dynamic occurs, but in reverse, which means the bonds you own are paying 2%, 2.5%. New bonds are coming out paying 3%, 3.5%, 4%. And so people won't pay you as much for your bond. So you're stuck with this 2% bond. If you want a new bond that's paying you 3.5% or 4%, you got to sell your bond, take that money and buy the new one. Well, guess what? You'll probably take a 20, 25% haircut when you try to go to sell that bond. So you're stuck. And this is something we're trying to wake investors up to, right? Not a panic, but just an eye-opening. Look, bonds are not safe, especially not when interest rates reach zero. Bonds are not like stocks. They can't go up to an infinity, right? Theoretically, this market could keep going until the Dow hit 50,000. There's no cap on stocks. There is on bonds. Bonds cannot appreciate in value when interest rates is zero. And people go, what about negative rates? Well, I don't know if you kept up on negative rates, but that didn't go so well in Japan, and it didn't go so well in Europe, and the rest of the world, thank goodness, a little bit of sanity. the rest of the world stepped back and went, oh, you know what? Maybe that in all reality, and this is the funny thing that I think is so hilarious, when those economists realize that reality might mesh or doesn't mesh with their mathematical model, shocker, right? I think we used to call that horse sense. Or common sense. Yeah, real world didn't jive with your mathematical model. Shocker. Anyway, getting back, bringing it all back around about the interest rate talk and bonds, one of the most powerful ways that we've used or that we've implemented these products that Dory was talking about that go with the market but are guaranteed not to lose when the market goes down and have zero annual costs, what we've done is we've taken the client's bonds out of the portfolio and we've put this in instead. And we don't hate bonds forever, but I don't want them when interest rates are zero. Why would you buy something when somebody looks at you and goes, you know what, basically this has got zero chance of going up in value. I think you should invest in it. Would you do that? No, of course not. Now, it doesn't mean we hate bonds forever. It just means that right now it's not what we call a risk reward, right? And this show is all about risk management. We want to maximize our gains, taking a little amount of risk. These products that we're talking about, many average between 6 to 7% a year in returns over the last 10 and 20 years. And you take zero risk, you're insured against loss, and they have no annual cost. So we can make you safer. We can incorporate them. This is how we'd prefer to do it. Incorporate them into a diversified portfolio of other assets. Maybe you have those assets with us. Maybe you have them with somebody else. I'd obviously prefer you have them with us, but, you know, it is what it is. But give us a call because a lot of the guys out pushing these products, they're insurance salesmen. Meaning they're only got insurance licenses. They're worried about pushing product. And there are over 240 of these different products in the state of Washington. And so you got to know what you're talking about. And you've got to do the research. You got to do the homework. And, you know, that's what we did with Dory. I guarantee it'll work well for you. It's something that literally every investor, look, at the end of the day, the goal of investing is we want to take as little risk as possible. We want to pay as little for that process as possible. And we want as much upside as possible. So anyway, give us a call at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. And you can go through the same risk review that Dory went through. And we can do it over the phone. We can do it in person. We just do a side-by-side comparison. We let you know, what type of risk is really in your portfolio and what type of gains you're generating and what you're paying for them. And then we compare it to our portfolio and show you what it costs, what type of investments we would suggest. And the, you know, so give us a call. Again, 866-779-RISK, or go to the website at knowyourriskradio.com. While you're there, sign up for our event that's coming up, the Retirement Workshop with Dory Munson and Steve Tytler at Best Mortgage in Bellevue on April 29th. Look forward to seeing you at the event. There's only space for 100. We had 230 at our last one and had to get a smaller venue this time for logistical reasons, but should fill up pretty quick. So
If you are retired, or if you're a few or even several years away from retirement, you got to manage your risk. And there are a lot of myths, misunderstandings out there. And there is the truth. Coming up April 29th in Bellevue, you can RSVP for our workshop, Bulwark Capital, Best Mortgage, and me, Dory Monson. I'm looking forward to a great event with my friend Steve Teitler and you, Zach Abraham.
Well, thanks, Dory. And we're super excited to be doing this workshop with you. And we're going to be talking about how low interest rates can endanger your nest egg, the hidden costs in investing and how to avoid them. And most importantly, we're going to show attendees that it is possible to increase your upside, lower your risk, and lower your cost.
Steve and Zach will tell you the pros and cons about all of these tools you should be considering. Consider it your retirement tool belt. Managing risk in retirement. Get the myths, misunderstandings, and some truths. It's Saturday, April 29th in Bellevue. Make your reservations now at knowyourriskradio.com. I'll see you there. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.